We're starting Be'ezus Hashem, Chelekei Mishneh Berurah, Hilchos Pesach. Hilchos Pesach is split up into a number of sections. The last section is Leil Seder. That's the last 25%. Rav Ami's Shiurim on Leil Seder are very highly recommended. We're going to start with the beginning of Chelekei Mishneh Berurah, the beginning of Hilchos Pesach, which is basically Bedikas Chametz. We'll start with Siman Tov. Chaf Tes entitled She'enofen al pneim b'kol Chodesh Nisan, no tachnun during Chodesh Nisan. And the Mechaber starts off with a din Sholem b'hilchas Pesach kodem l'Pesach Shloshim Yom. There's a din that one should begin learning the halachos of Pesach 30 days before Pesach. What is 30 days before Pesach? We know Purim. Already from Purim, the Mishneh Berurah tells us in Sifkat and Beis, one is supposed to begin learning the halachos of Pesach. Why? Why 30 days? So the Mishneh Berurah tells us in Sifkat and Aleph, She Moshe Omed B'Pesach Rishon U'Mazhir and Al-Kol Hilchos Pesach Sheni. We know Pesach Sheni is 30 days after Pesach Rishon. Moshe on Pesach Rishon is telling the Jews the halachos of Pesach Sheni. We learn from there 30 days to learn Hilchos Pesach. Mishneh Berurah continues, V'hu adin b'shar yontif, other yomim tovim, also one should spend 30 days learning the halachos. Na'am yidorshin kodim l'chein lamid yom b'hilchos sayan, however, ayin b'bir agro, that's only by Pesach and Sukkot. But das agro de be'atzeres on Shavuos sagi miyom echa b'sivan. Rosh Chodesh Sivan, 1 week is enough to learn Hilchos Shavuos. V'yesh Omrim, now the Mishneh Berurah gives us a second opinion, that the Chiv of Lamed Yom is only for Pesach, because Pesach has tons of halachos. Other Yom Tovim, even Sukkot, do not need a full 30 days to learn the halachos. Now, it's important to point out there are two Gemaras that discuss the idea of learning in Yana Diyuma. One is the Gemara in Psachim Davav, Sholin V'Dorshin Kodin LePesach Lamid Yom. The halacha that the Mechaber just brought down. That's in Psachim Davav. What does it mean? Sholin V'Dorshin Kodin LePesach Lamid Yom. Beis Yosef brings down two ideas. One idea that we just mentioned is that there are a lot of halachas and therefore we have to start 30 days before learning Hilchos Pesach. The other idea that Beis Yosef says is if a Rav has two Talmidim that come to ask a Shiloh, which Shaila takes precedence? Says the Beis Yosef, that's Pshat in the Gemara. The Talmud who's coming to ask about Pesach, if it's 30 days before Pesach, he takes precedence over the Talmud who's coming to ask a different question. Now that's the Gemara in Pesachim. Now there's a Gemara at the very end of Megillah, Daf Lamed Beis. Moshe Tikin Lehem LeYisrael, Sheudarshin. Moshe instituted for Klal Yisrael to be Dorish Hilchas Pesach b'Pesach, Hilchas Atzeres b'Atzeres, Hilchas Chag b'Chag. That Moshe instituted that everyone should learn in Yana Diyoma on the appropriate day. Pesach, we learn about Pesach, on Sukkot we learn about Sukkot, and on Shavuos we learn about Shavuos. So these are two separate dinim. One is a din Lamid Yom, 30 days Kodim L'Chag, we learn the Halachos. The question is, does every yontif need 30 days? How much time is needed? But the halachas of the yontif are supposed to be learned before the yontif. The second din that Moshe instituted to be doresh, every single yontif you should learn about that yontif. The Beis Yosef tells us why. Lidrosh b'ta'amim. We're not learning the halachas anymore on yontif itself because it's already too late. But we're being ma'ayin into the inyanim of that particular chag to gain a greater appreciation of the chag. So when this Mishneh Berurah brings down a discussion of which Yomim Tovim require 30 days to learn the halachos, that's only talking about the Dinim Psachim of learning the halachos before the Chag. However, the Mishneh Berurah himself says towards the end of Sifkat and Aleph, V'al kol panim b'yontiv gufa, on yontiv itself, v'kulei alma, tzarech lishov v'lidrash b'chol yontiv. The Gemara Megillah Lamed Beis that tells us that Moshe was masakin to learn in Yana Diyoma, that applies to every single yontif, and they point out even Chanukah and Purim we're supposed to learn about the in Yana Diyoma. Hagah note says the Rama. Before that, the Mishneh Berurah tells us in Sifkat and Beis that Shabbos HaGadol, that's what the Shabbos HaGadol drush is for. And the most important part of the Shabbos HaGadol drush is to teach us the halachas of Pesach. And similarly, the Shabbos Shuvah drush, the Mishnah Berurah points out also, is to teach us the halachas of Yom Kippur and the halachas of Sukkot. And also, by Sukkot, by Shabbos Shuvah, to teach us and express the importance to the tzibur of doing tshuva, that's also that's the mitzvah sayom of Yom Kippur. Haggad note says the Rama, uminag liknos chitim lechalkon laniim letzarech Pesach, mos chitim kimcha de pischa, to buy food for the aniim, buy kemach so they can have their matzahs. V'chol mi shedar bi'ir yubeis chodesh, whoever lives in a city at least for 1 year, tzarech litein lozeh, he already is obligated to give for the most chitim fund of his local Orthodox synagogue. How much should he give? So Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkat and Vav, V'shir ha'nesina tzarech l'harich l'kol echad l'fi mamono. Depends how much money a person has. A person should give according to what he has. Someone who tries to get out of kimcha de pischa, not to give his matanos laniyim, he has an avera in his hands. Yadua, the Mishnah Berurah continues, aniyim are looking forward to getting this mos chitim for Pesach. And when they left out in the cold, without money, without food for Pesach, v'yalim ayim bazeh, and the person is ignoring the pleas of the aniyim, yadua ma she'omer ha-gemara in Sanhedrin, it's yadua, the gemara in Sanhedrin, Lamed Hei says, that a person who doesn't give an ani when he's looking forward to the money, needs the money, it's ki'ilu shofich damim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, who gam ken ke'en zeh, not to give ma'os chitim to aniyim who are looking forward to getting money from the tzibur in order to make yontif, it's ke'ein shvichas damim chas v'shalom. The Sharati and Sifkat and Yud tells us, why do we have kimcha de pischa? We don't have kimcha de sukkis, kimcha de shavuos. Sharati and Yud, ve'efshe de mishum zeh tiknu kadmanenu be'pesach yoseh mishari regalim. Why is Pesach more important than the other yomim tovim? For this inyan, shuz man cheres. Because it's a time of cheres, v'yoshim mesubin, v'kol echad hu beis barov simcha. Everyone's reclining with his family, with barov simcha. Ein ze kavod Hashem, she'aniyim yu azra evim utzmeim. It's not covered for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some of his children are left out in the cold. Therefore, al kei nosim lo kemach, al kol yimei ha-pesach. Therefore, we give money, kemach, food for the aniyim for kol yimei pesach, shiyuchel gam hu l'sapir yitzias mitzrayim b'simcha, that he too will be zochet to sit. Everyone deserves to have a seder and to feel like a ben chorin on Pesach. L'maisa, the Rambam discusses in Hilchos Simchas Yontif that the ikar Simchas Yontif is to be mesameach those who are less fortunate, and every Yontif of the Shalosh Regalim where there's a mitzvah of simcha, there's an inyan, a very chashiv inyan, an important inyan to give tzedakah to the aniyim, so they too can be happy on Yontif. And of course, we know in Purim there's a very important inyan of matanos lavyonim, not an inyan, mitzvah medivre kabbalah. So this idea is not limited to Pesach, but the inyan of mos chitim is something that Chazal specifically instituted for Pesach. Sif Beis. Ein nofim al pneim b'kol chodesh Nisan. There's no tachnun for chodesh on chodesh Nisan. Ve'ein omrim tzikoscha b'shabes b'mincha. We don't say tzikoscha tzedek. Ve'ein maspidim bo. There's no hespedim, no eulogies on chodesh Nisan. Ve'ein misanim bo. We don't fast. L'hazkir b'tzibor. We don't announce in shul that there's going to be a fast in the chodesh Nisan. However, v'abachoros misanim bo be'erev Pesach. But the bachoros do fast erev Pesach to remember the fact that they were spared in Mitzrayim. So here we have four dinim. Let's discuss them one at a time. No tachnun chodesh Nisan. Why not? Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat on Zayin. Nei sheyud beis nesiim ikrivu b'yud beis yamim. Because the 12 nesiim sacrificed in 12 days. The first 12 days of Nisan. V'chol yamei ha-korban ha-yontif shalo. Each day was a yontif for the one who brought a korban. Then you have Erev Pesach. V'yamei ha-pesach gufa. V'isru chag. So we have 12 days of Korbanos, Erev Pesach, the days of Pesach itself, Yisruchag, Im Kein Yatza Rav HaChodesh B'Kedusha, most of the Chodesh is Mekudash, is Besimcha, Lefichach Osin Kulo Kodesh. So we make the entire month Kodesh, we make the entire month of Simcha Dik a month, and no Tachlin. The next din that we learn about is no Tzikoscha Tzedek in Shabbos. Shabbos by Mincha. The Mishnah Berurah here, Sifkat and Ches, at the very end tells us a minug, Tov Likros Benisan B'chol Yom HaNasi Shalo. It's proper every day of Chodesh Nisan, the first 12 days, to read the Parsha that talks about the Nasi from Parshas Baal Oscha. B'chol Yom HaNasi Shalo, V'yom Yigimel, I'm sorry, from Parshas Naso, Uvyom Yegimel, Parshas Baaloscha, Ad Kain Osa, Es HaMenorah. So every day in Nisan for the first 12 days to read the carbon of that Nasi, because every day in Nisan, that's when the Nisim brought their carbonos. Now, I don't know if the Lutvish Olam is so makbid on this, but the Hasidim are very into this, and the Hasidim, many shuls that I've been to, the Kalaver Shul, the Boston Shul, in Beitar, they take out a Sefer Torah, and they read it from a Sefer Torah without a bracha, but they read it from a Sefer Torah. And that I saw is the minhag of the Divrei Chaim and the Bnei Yisachar. However, others claimed, and Itziv wants to say that no, it's not proper to take out a Sefer Torah in order to read from it if you're not making a bracha on it, and therefore it should dafka be done without a Sefer Torah. Chasidim, as far as I understand, are knowing to do it with a Sefer Torah, and Litva Sholem do not do it with a Sefer Torah, and everyone does what he does. The third din we learned here in the Mechaber is there's no hespedim, no eulogies if someone's nifter in Chodesh Nisan. However, the exception for that is, as is often the case, Chacham Bafanov, the Talmud Chacham is nifter before the Kvura, even though there's no hespedim, there is a hesped for a Talmud Chacham who is nifter in Chodesh Nisan. Veimis Anibo, the Mechaber continues, there's no fasting except for the Tainis Bechoros. Here, the Mechaber adds in some interesting words. Amos Anibal, the Hazkir B'Tzibur. We don't announce in the Tzibur the fast. And if we look in the, continue in the Ramah, Hago Gam Einor M'Tzidek Adin, B'Kol Chodesh Nisan, at a Levaya, there's no Tzidek Adin. V'Nogu She'Amos Anibal Tainis Klal. There's no Tainis at all in Nisan. Afil Yom Shemes Bo'Aviv O'Imo. Even on the Yahrzeit, one would not fast in Chodesh Nisan. Aval tainis chalom misanin, but a tainis chalom is docha all. If one had a scary dream, nowadays we're knowing to do hatovas chalom. I don't know too many people who are knowing to fast the tainis chalom, but those who fast tainis chalom, that supersedes Chodesh Nisan. So here the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkat and Tes. What is the machlok? There's a machlokas here between the Mechaber and the Ramah. What does the Mechaber mean when he says, Emis anibo lahazkir betzibur? What is this lahazkir betzibur? To announce to the congregation, says the Mishnah Berurah, the ein mazkir in atainis betzibur. We don't announce publicly a fast during Chodesh Nisan. Aval mikomokom hayochid shenog lesanos bahab, mutter lesanos bo ledas haMechaber. However, according to the Mechaber, an individual may fast in Chodesh Nisan, even if it's not a Tainis Chalom. And in fact, there are those who are knowing to fast Bahab, Monday, Thursday, Monday after Pesach, and they would do so in Chodesh Nisan without any announcements being made in Shul. Sfardim generally announce the fast day in Shul, the Shabbos before the fast. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, U'minageinu karamo, our minig is like the Ramah, She'ein l'sanos klal, we don't fast at all. And those who are knowing to fast Bahab doesn't start until after Chodesh Nisan. The first Monday, Thursday, Monday in Chodesh Iyar, those who fast Bahab would fast the Bahab. So that is the Machlokas here between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Ramah is telling us we don't fast at all. That's our minig. And Sfardim would fast, but they wouldn't make a public to-do about it as they do for other fast days. Continuing in the Ramah, V'ein omrim mizmor l'soda v'kelerech hapayim v'lamnatzeach b'erev Pesach v'lo b'yontif. We don't say these things in Erev Pesach and not on Yontif. Erev Pesach also is a mixas chag. Why not? Why can't we say mizmor l'soda? Because the Karban Toda was brought with 40 Lachmi Toda, and 10 of those were made out of Chametz. And therefore, not only can we not, obviously we can't bring the Korban on Pesach if it's Chametz, but even Erev Pesach, even though in the morning you can eat Chametz until the fourth hour, because you can't, you don't have the full time to eat it, and it's likely to become Nosar, to become leftovers. That's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Sifkat and Yubeis. Therefore, there was no Korban Todah brought in Erev Pesach, and we don't say Mizmor Lesoda, which is connected the Korban Todah on Erev Pesach as well. The Ramah concludes, V'nogin l'harbos k'sas b'achilu ishtia b'yom achar achag. The minig is to eat and drink a little bit more than usual the day after the chag. V'hu isru chag, and that's what we call isru chag. Now what is isru chag? So isru chag literally means to, isur is to tie up the day after the chag with the chag. So here Pischei Tshuva brings down a bunch of opinions. The Chasam Sofer says it's based on the fact on a zecher to the Ole Regalim that they would go home smeichim v'tuvei leiv after Yontif. They would wait till the day after Yontif, then they would go home. So that day becomes an Isru Chag. The Stei Chemed says it started in Eretz Yisrael because of Yontif Sheni, which is celebrated in Chutz La'aretz. This is to give the Eretz Yisrael Dikei Yidin a taste of Yontif Sheni, and then afterwards it also spread to Chutz La'aretz, where they also have an Isru Chag after the Yontif Sheni. And the Arizal said that the day after the Chag also still has some of the Kedusha of the Chag. Every Chag has a Be'er, a well that opens up with a Siyat Dishmaya to absorb the special meaning and significance and lessons of the Chag, and that Be'er remains open not only to the end of the Chag, but the day afterwards. Isru Chag also is tied up and connected to the Chag, and has a special, still a special Siyat Dishmaya to gain from the lessons and the special meaning and significance of the Chag. That concludes Simen Tov Chof Tes. Now we'll go on to Simen Tov Lamed. Uvo Sif Echad, no title. If we give it a title, we call it Shabbos HaGadol. Says the Mechaber, Shabbos Shefnei HaPesach, Kornos O Shabbos HaGadol. The Shabbos before Pesach, we call Shabbos HaGadol. Why? Bepnei HaNeis Shenas Abba, because of the special Neis that happened on Shabbos HaGadol. What was the special Neis that happened the Shabbos before Pesach? So Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Aleph tells us from the Tur that when the Jews left Mitzrayim, the 10th day of Nisan was a Shabbos. And that was the day, the 10th day of Nisan, Shabbos was the day where Hashem told them to take the sheep and tie the sheep to the bedpost and to check it for 4 days for Mumin, and that they were going to shecht it on Yud Daled Nisan, the Korban Pesach. And the Mitzrim saw the Jews taking the sheep, which of course was the Mitzri Avodah Zarah, and the Mitzrim said, what are you doing with the sheep? And they said, oh, we're tying it to our bed. We're going to inspect it for 4 days. And then we're going to shecht it to the real Hashem. And the Mitzrim, and the Neis HaGadol was that the Mitzrim kept quiet. The Mitzrim had no power to do anything to the Jews. Even though the Jews told them openly, we're going to shecht your Avodah Zarah to the real Hashem. The Beis Yosef brings down a different opinion as to what was the Iker Neis. It says that the Bechoros heard that the final Makkah was going to be Makkah's Bechoros. And they were very worried. And they rebelled. And they tried to convince Paro and his friends to let the Jews go. And when they refused to let the Jews go, the Bechoros went and killed many, many, many Mitzrim. And that's Pshat on the Pasuk, Makkah Mitzrayim Bivchoreihem. Makkah Mitzrayim Bivchoreihem is not that Hashem beat, he gave a Makkah to Mitzrayim, to the Bechors of Mitzrayim, but rather Makkah Mitzrayim Bivchoreihem, Hashem caused it that Mitzrayim got Makkahs through the Bechors, in that the Bechors themselves inflicted a tremendous Makkah on Mitzrayim because they wanted to free the Jews so they would be spared from the terrible Makkahs Bechoros. Excuse me. A very famous question that's asked on the first Pshat. The first Pshat tells us, really, the Neis happened on the 10th day of Nisan. It happens to be that in Mitzrayim, the 10th day of Nisan was Shabbos. But why do we call it Shabbos HaGadol? Shabbos HaGadol is not, this year is not going to be on the 10th day of Nisan. We should celebrate always the 10th day of Nisan. Should be a special day. Why do we give the significance dafka to Shabbos? So the Bach says, on the spot over here, on the tour, that there are many, many answers to this question. And he has a Kabbalah that on the 10th day of Nisan, the Jews also crossed the Yarden. And if we're going to make a party on the 10th day of Nisan, make it into a big day, not Shabbat HaGadol, but Yom HaGadol, Yud Nisan, people are going to think it was because of the nace of the Jews crossing the Yarden. They're not going to realize that it's because the Jews, because of the nace that happened in Mitzrayim on the 10th day of Nisan. Therefore, we make it on Shabbos, because it's understood that the Jews did not cross over the Yarden on Shabbos. So therefore, everyone will understand that the significance here is not so much the Shabbos is the Yud Nisan, but since we're doing it dafka on Shabbos, it's understood that it's not the significance of crossing over the Yarden, but rather the nace that happened in Mitzrayim, where they tied the sheep to the bedpost and the Mitzrim sat by quietly. Haggadah notes, says Rama, the minig lomar b'mincha Haggadah mitzchilas avadim hayinu. The minig is to say Shabbos Haggadah at mincha, the Haggadah from avadim hayinu until lechaper al kol avonoseinu, uposkim lomar barchi nafshi, and then we stop to say barchi nafshi. Shabbos Haggadah, I feel, is very a beautiful synthesis of the meanings of Shabbos and the meaning of Pesach. Shabbos, to Yisodos HaAmunah, Shabbos is that teaches us, reminds us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And lest one think, Chas V'Shalom, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he retired to Florida. And that was the end. Comes Pesach and teaches us, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the constant Mashgiach in the world. And Shabbos HaGadol is a time where we have the meanings, the lessons of Shabbos, that Hashem is the Borei, and Pesach, that Hashem is the Mashgiach Tmidi on the world. And we put those two together to give us a pure Torah Dika Hashkofa, an attitude towards the world. Hashem is the Borei, and also the Manig of the world. We'll start with Simon Tov Lamed Aleph. Tov Lamed Aleph really starts the beginning of Inyani Chometz, entitled Zman B'dikas Chometz. We have to give a little bit of an introduction, as the Mishnah Berurah himself does over here. On Pesach, we deal with five lavin and one asay. Five lavin are nati chametz erev Pesach after chatzos, during the time of the shechting of the korban Pesach. Number two, not to eat chametz on Pesach. Number three, not to eat taroves chametz on Pesach. Even chametz that's in a mixture is also asur min ha-Torah to eat. Then number four and five, Baye Royal, Baye Matze, one is not allowed to own chametz on Pesach. And number six is a mitzvah of Tashbisu, to destroy the chametz. How is one destroy the chametz? So there's the search and destroy, Bedikas chametz and Bir chametz. There's Bittel chametz, which will be discussed later on. And then perhaps also Mechiras chametz, getting the chametz out of the possession of the Jew into the possession of the goy, so it doesn't violate Baye Roa u Baye Matze. Now, min haTorah, either one works. One could do Bedika and Biur, or one can do just a Bittel. If one can do just a Bittel, then why do we also do min haTorah? We could do Bittel. Why did the Chacham tell us to do Bedika? So here there are two reasons brought down in the Rishonim. Min haTorah we do Bittel, Min haRabbanan we need Bedika either, because we're afraid that Bittel is Belev. I'm making this Ka'afra Da'ara. This is Hefker, this is dirt. The Chametz that may be in my house is zero. So maybe when a person says that, he doesn't mean it Belev Shalem, since it's really something that's totally Belev, and therefore we require a Bedika and a Bir. That's one possibility. The other possibility is the bittel does work 100%. What's the bidika for? Shema yavol la'achlo. Good, you're mevatel. You're not going to violate bayiro bayimatze, but you might come to put it in your mouth and eat it. And therefore, for either one of these two reasons, the Chachamim told us, even if one does bittel already, he still must do bidikas chametz. What's the difference between these two reasons? So I thought of a very important nafkamina. The Gemara tells us that pirurin are bottle automatically. You don't even have to do a bittel for crumbs. Crumbs are automatically bottle. But a person could still come to eat a crumb. Let's say you have something very small, you could still come to eat it. So if the whole reason for bidika was maybe you didn't do a complete bittul, so here you don't need a bittul. It's a crumb. It's not significant. It's not important enough to warrant a bittul. Good. But there's still a shevi of al achlo. If it's not dirty, if it's edible, a person can still come to eat it, and therefore we would still need to do a bidika. Now the tour is of the opinion that bittul min haTorah is good enough, and bidika is only midrabanim. But the bidika alone is not enough. The Ran tells us that min haTorah bidika is also good enough. Min haTorah you can do either one. Let's see how the Mishnah Brura sets this up. Okay, let's start with the Mechaber. B'tchilas la yadala b'nisan, bot kines ha-chametz la'or an'er, b'churin u'vizdokin, b'kol ha-makomol, shederech la'achnis sham chametz. Mishnah Brura tells us, the Mechaber tells us, I'm sorry, that beginning of Lel Yadalid, we check the chametz la'or an'er with a candle, b'churin u'vizdokin, in all the nooks and crannies, b'kol ha-makomol, in all the places, shederech la'achnis sham chametz. Mishabura tells us, Sifkatan Aleph, Betchilas, Leil Yedalid, Perish Tekef Achar Yitzias HaKochavim, right after Tzitz HaKochavim. That's when we do the Bedika. Botkin Es HaChametz, Mishabura, Sifkatan Beis, we do Bedikas Chametz, Vegam Tzarech Levatel Ozes HaChametz. We also have to do Bittul Chametz, as we will see later on in Simen Tov Lamed Dalid. Says the Mishabura, Umin HaTorah Be'echad Mehem Sagi. Min haTorah, it's enough to do either one, either bidika and beer or bittul. Tikishem mevatlo b'liba umafkiro. Once you mevatel it and you mafkir it, you did bittul. Shuv ena shalom, it's not yours. Ve'ena overalov. The kol shekin, it certainly says the Mishnah Berurah. Kishabodko umachapes acharav umavaro min haolam. If you do bidikas chametz and you look for it and you destroy it, that's also enough. Even if, by the way, even if a person missed something, it sounds like even if a person missed something, and this is Mefurish later on in Simen Tov Lamed Dalet Tzivav, even if someone missed Chametz, he didn't do Bittul. He just did Bedika and Bir, and he missed something, he will not violate Bayiroa Bayimotzer. It's not so simple from the end of this Mishnah Berurah, because the very last line says, the very last line, Mikamakom Tzarech Levata Gamkein Shemelo Yivdag Yofe V'yimtza Chametz B'Pesach V'ya'avor Alav. Maybe he won't do a proper bedika. He won't be bodek yofa, and then he'll find chametz, and then he will violate bayimotze. So I thought it's a little bit of a stira, perhaps, to what he says in Tov Lamed Dalet, where he says even if you miss something, it's still okay. I didn't have a chance to ask anyone, but I thought maybe a simple answer would be over here. We're talking about where you didn't do lo yivdok yofa. If he's not bodek yofa, so then he can taka violate by Rabbi Yimotze. But if he was bodek yofa, did everything he was supposed to do, and by some freak coincidence, accident, that he missed something, even though he wasn't negligent, he did everything 100%, so then he will not violate Ba'irah u'Ba'imotze. Perhaps that's a possible answer over here. Now the Mishnah Berurah continues, back on top where we were, in Sifkat and Beis. Elisha Chazal Hechmiru Delosagi Bechad Mehen Chazal or Machmir, it's not enough to do only Bittul or only Bedika. Ela Bishneam Davka. Why? The Fisha Choshishu, Achar Sheha Bittul Tolui B'machshavton, like we said before, the Bittul is Tolui in your Das, so maybe a person won't do it B'Lev Shalim. And then he'll violate Bayra Bayamatze. And furthermore, we're afraid he's going to come to eat it. And therefore, Chazal instituted that Bittul is not enough, you also have to do Bedika. Okay, the Mechaber here tells us to do a L'or Haner. What about a flashlight? So, the poskim seem to all agree that a flashlight is okay. And Sharim Mitzion Ba'alocha brings down that Me'ikar Adin, Ein Shum Svara V'Tam, the flashlight should be no different than a candle. But he writes, "Vafilu hochi Yisrael kedoshim umitzvah bo pam b'shana mahadrin lasos kemineg avoseinu b'ner." He says, really, there should be no difference between a flashlight and a candle. However, Yisrael kedoshim do things the way their grandparents did it, and our grandparents used the candle, and therefore we should also use a candle when it can be done. Sometimes a flashlight is much better because you don't have to be afraid that you're going to burn your suits and burn your closet. Obviously, a person has to be a chacham, but at least it's nice to start with a candle. And then the Sharam Etzion Baruch writes that in his first edition of a sefer he wrote this, and Rav Aaron Cutler saw it and agreed with him. And in the edition that I have, he brings down that Rav Aaron Cutler agreed with what he says over here. So certainly, Me'ikra Din, a person for sure can use a flashlight. But there are those that are mahader. It's a mitzvah comes once a year. Chavivas hamitzvah, minig avaseinu biyadeinu, to still use a ner. Don't throw out the ner. Now, does one have to turn off the electricity, turn off the lights when he's doing his bedika? So what's the point of the candle if you have the light on the one hand? On the other hand, if you're trying to do a good bedika, so why are you turning off the light? So I brought down that there are those that are knowing to turn off the lights when doing a bedika. The stipler himself was not knowing to turn off the lights. And it makes sense to do whatever is best for the bedika. I would imagine what's best for the bedika is to leave the lights on. Okay, any place where the derech is to bring chametz, a person has to do bedikas chametz. Okay, Sif Beis. Yizar kol Adam. Shelo yatzchu b'shum melacha. A person should be careful not to start any melacha. V'lo yochal, he shouldn't eat. Ad sheyivdok, until he does his bedikas chametz. V'afilu im yesh lo eis kavua l'lmod. Even if a person has a set time to learn, lo yilmo, don't learn. Ad sheyivdok, until you do bedikah. If you started learning, then you don't have to stop your learning in order to do bedikas chametz. You can wait till you finish learning. However, the Rama says, that you do have to stop, and that is the Iker opinion, says the Rama, that one should not do anything at the beginning of the Zman of bedikas chametz. Okay, here the Mishnah Berurah tells us if katan hey, lo yatzchu b'shum melacha, afilu chatzi shah shekodem azman aser, even a half hour before tzeisar kochavim is aser to start melacha and to eat, dilma osilam shuche, because you might come to be distracted and forget to do the bedika. V'hu adin the aser lichnos lamerchatz, you shouldn't take a shower, uvachol advarim and his karm the el b'simen reish lamed beis, all the halachas stated in Reish Lamed Beis, Hilchos Mincha, that you're not allowed to do before Mincha, that come from the Mishnah and Shabbos Daf Tes, all those things you're also not allowed to do within a half hour before Bedikas Chametz. Now, why not? Sounds like from the Magen Avraham, because we're afraid that you're going to forget to do the Bedikah. However, we'll see that that is not so pashut. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Vav tells us, V'lo Yochal, don't eat. What does that mean? Can't eat anything? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Uti'ima ba'al mashari. You can taste something, but you can't have a suda. What does it mean, a ti'ima ba'alma? V'ainu pas kebeitza v'lo yosa. You can have bread or mizonos up to a kebeitza, but not more than that. O peiros lefil harbe. But fruit you can eat as much as you want. Sounds like mincha. This is what the Mishnah Berurah gets from the Magen Avraham. However, the Mishnah Berurah continues, V'ayin bebir alocha. The peiros harbe einu mutter rak b'chatzi shah shekodim abedika. To eat a lot of fruit is only mutter within the half hour before the bedika. Aval mishegi ezman abedika. Once the time for the bedika comes, gam aydei peiros einochon lishos harbe. Once the zman for the bedika comes, even eating peiros, it's not proper to eat a lot of peiros, and thereby pushing off the bedikas chametz. So here, the Piskei Teshuva brings down a chakira. What's the reason for this din? Not to eat and not to do malacha before the bedika. Is it that we're afraid that you're going to forget? Which is how the Magen Avraham seems to hold. Just like we're afraid you're not going to daven mincha. Or no, maybe we could say that the ikar zman that Chazal instituted to do bedikas chametz is by Tzeis HaKochavim. and he brings down a bunch of nafkaminas. One is what we just saw, that the Mishabura quotes in the Bir Halacha. Can you eat a lot of peros after Tzeis HaKochavim, thereby pushing off the Zman? So peros is not something that we're afraid you're going to get caught up in, and you're going to forget to do Bedika. So according to, if the reason is you're going to forget, so we're not afraid you're going to forget when you're just eating peros. But if the reason is that the Ikka Zman is immediately at Tzeis, so then it doesn't matter. You're pushing off the Zman. Instead of doing Bedika right now, which is the Ikka Zman, you're busy eating peros. Number two, can you appoint a shomer? Someone to remind you to do Bedika. By Mincha, by Maariv, we appoint a shomer to tell someone who's not eating to remind us to daven. Then we're not afraid you're going to forget. But if the Ikar Zman is to do it right now, then the shomer is not going to help you. The third nafkamina, I think, is... that's how the Mishabura explains this last machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Person began learning Beheter, Miba'od Yom. And now comes the Zman for Bedikas Chametz. The Mechaber says that he doesn't have to stop learning. That comes from Rabbeinu Yonah. The Mechaber concludes in the Beis Yosef, it's a Safik Durabanan, it's a Machlokas between Rabbeinu Yonah and the Tur. He says, you don't have to stop learning. The Ramah says, you do have to stop learning, because the Ramah, Rabbeinu Yonah says, you already started learning, and you already started learning Beheter. So if you started learning Beheter, so you don't have to stop. He says, Ramah, no, you do have to stop. And it could be that it's totally in this Chakira, perhaps. Then no, now is the Ikka's man. If now is the Ikka's man of Bedikas Chametz, it doesn't matter that you started Beheter. There's nothing to do with it. Right now you're supposed to be doing Bedika and nothing else. So the Piskei Tshuvas brings down over there that Beshas Otchak, one can be Mekel, but the best thing to do, and the Minig certainly, is to do the Bedika right after Tzeis HaKochavim. Now the Mishabura here in Sif Katan Ches discusses Davening Maariv. What should you do about Maariv? So Mishabura concludes that if you're davening Betzibur, which of course one should always do his best to daven Betzibur, then first you daven and then you go do Bedikas Chametz. If you're davening Beyachidus, so then the Mishabura brings down a Machlokas. Different ways of doing it, whether first you should daven Beyachidus and then do Bedika, or first do Bedika and then you should daven. That concludes through Simon Tov Lamed Aleph.